if your New Year's Eve party is at your place tonight, there's no need to run out to buy an expensive bottle of champagne for the midnight toast. There are really quite a few tasty, cheaper options. And here to help us make a selection for the Midnight Toast, syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg with a special edition of WTOP's Wine of the Week. Scott, thanks for joining us on this New Year's Eve.
Hi, Mark. It's good to be here in the middle of the week.
Now, listen, you know a lot of folks get nervous about selecting a bottle of wine anyway for dinner. Champagne, for some people, they only do it. It may be at New Year's or some other special occasion, so they're even a little more out of their element. So give us some advice before we shop today.
Well, you know, there's all sorts of sparkling wines out there, and only the wines from Champagne region of France can technically be called champagne. So everything else we're going to talk about is really a sparkling wine. And the advice is, it's really what you like to drink. I mean, there's bone dry champagnes, there's slightly sweet champagnes, there's dessert champagnes. Sparkling wines, excuse me. And then, of course, it's all about your budget and how much do you really want to spend to get the sparkle in your glass.
Well, what if you want to stick with traditional champagne tonight? Any recommendations?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Traditional champagne is probably going to run you a little bit more money than, you know, say, some of the other sparkling wines. But one of my favorite values out there right now is the non-vintage Billicard Salmon Brut Reserve. Now, this is, again, from the Champagne region of France. It's a wonderful value in an authentic champagne, starting with elegant bouquet of white peach, baked bread on the nose, and then it just heads into these flavors of pear, a little nectarine and peach on the palate, which I really, really like. But it's these really tight, bright bubbles that, with the acidity that just holds up beautifully. It's a great way to start or end the evening. It's going to set you back about $50, but it really is a great value in vintage champagne.
What would you suggest as a good middle-of-the-road bottle of bubbly that might appeal to someone? You know, you've got a lot of different tastes, so some people might like a drier sparkler. Some folks might like something that's maybe semi-sweet. What's something that's in the middle of the road?
You know, rosé sparkling wines work wonders. I really like rosés. And from Spain, they're called Cavas. And the 2009 Montferrand Brut Rosé is a beautiful example of this. Fragrant cranberry rhubarb aromas. And then you get this really creamy, intense, savory middle palate with, again, strawberry, a little bit peach in there. It's just beautiful. And best of all, it's only $20.
What about things like Prosecco?
Love Prosecco. As a matter of fact, we talked about last week on Wine of the Week a beautiful non-vintage La Tordera Prosecco. Now, this is the Bruni Brut, again, from Veneto, Italy. Just a great value, sense of lemon, lime, and they fill the bouquet. Then you get a little flavor of apple and nectarine in there on the front of the palate. But what I like about this particular Prosecco is the crisp, refreshing finish. So it goes great with food because it cleanses your palate between every bite. But it's great with seafood in particular, maybe like oysters or shrimp. And again, you get this little pear and yeasty notes on the very end. And again, only $20, a really nice value.
Goes down easy.
Great to hear some affordable bubbles for the evening.
Yeah, there's some good stuff out there.
Now, Scott, is there something that is more along the lines of a toasting champagne or a sparkler? Is there something that we should be looking for that is really for that part of the evening, or does it matter?
No, you know, I don't think it really matters. I like drinking champagne. You know, there's a very famous quote from that goes something like, "I only drink champagne when I'm thirsty." It's one of those things that I think are really very versatile, wonderful to drink. Whether you're going to toast with it or drink with it, just enjoy it. I think if it were me, the non-vintage J Vineyards Cuvée 20 from Russian River Valley in California would be a great middle-of-the-road pick because it has this great best of both worlds. It has that kind of light, bright green apple lemon scent palate that would be great for toasting, but then it has the wonderful acidity, crisp finish that goes great with food. And again, we're talking $20.
All right.
Excellent.
Well, that is great information, Scott. We wish you a happy new year. Cheers to you for a great 2014. We appreciate it.
And to you, Debbie. Happy, healthy new year.
Thanks. That's syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg. More information at WTOP.com in case you want to run down the list of some of those suggestions. Search Wine of the Week.